USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is expected to sue Texas over a new abortion law. A news conference has been scheduled to discuss the pending civil lawsuit. The U.S. Supreme Court recently declined to block implementation of the Texas law, which bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. The House Ways and Means Committee is holding a markup of the Build Back Better Act, which includes President Biden's economic agenda. New Jersey Democrat Congressman Bill Pascrell says that even if some people view the bill as socialist, he wants to pass it.
What we want to do is enforce the tax law. That's socialistic? Count me in. It's not socialistic. We've been called worse things, by the way.
Republicans are worried about inflation and tax hikes because of the bill. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The 2021 NFL season kicks off tonight with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Brady and the Bucs finished last season as Super Bowl champions, while the Cowboys missed the playoffs after competing most of the season without quarterback Dak Prescott. Kickoff set for 8:20 Eastern Time. Arrests are made in the identity theft targeting Florida condo collapse victims.
Three people have been arrested, charged with stealing the identities of some of those killed in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The trio are accused of using the stolen identities to obtain credit cards to make multiple large luxury purchases. Investigators say that the accused began obtaining the fraudulent cards less than a month after the building's collapse. They face multiple charges of identity theft, trafficking in credit cards, and organized scheme to defraud. If convicted, they could face up to 30 years in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New details on the research that was going on at the Wuhan Lab of Virology.
The Intercept Online publication through the Freedom of Information Act has obtained 900-plus documents indicating Dr. Fauci has been deceitful to the American people about COVID-19. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul and Fauci on May 11.
The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research.
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying
naturally
things that are not correct.
New York Times science journalist Nicholas Wade says Fauci was dead wrong and gain-of-function was taking place at the Wuhan lab.
Yes, it certainly does. They were taking viruses related to the SARS family of viruses, and they were sticking into them the spike protein genes from other viruses, and they were getting them to infect humanized mice, as it's called, and showing that the new viruses they had created were more potent than the viruses they came from. That is the standing definition of gain of function.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Anheuser-Busch is expanding its disaster relief and preparedness efforts to include those with four legs. The brewer, teaming up with the American Humane and Red Cross to launch its Prepare for Your Pets campaign that will run throughout September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.